our political reporter Mary Regan, who's standing by on the various developments which we've been reporting on over the last number of hours. First of all, Mary, this question of travel restrictions arising from this strain identified in South Africa, what are we expecting later today?
Well, I think, Brian, an announcement on that is probably quite imminent. Discussions have been taking place this morning between the Department of Foreign Affairs, Transport and Health, and including input from the CMO's office. But my understanding is that the government wants to act now in tandem with the rest of the EU and the EU's Integrated Political Crisis Response Group. That is meeting currently this lunchtime to decide on a response. And that is likely at this point to introduce what is known as the emergency brake mechanism that will allow EU countries to impose a travel ban. But the government here is sort of pointing out that there's no direct flights at this point from Ireland, from South Africa to Ireland. They're also saying that people incoming from the Southern African region mostly travel through London and Amsterdam, and those have already imposed travel bans. So what the government really here is examining is restrictions that would be around additional visa requirements, also the possibility of requiring a PCR test, a negative PCR test, as well as being fully vaccinated, and also the reintroduction of mandatory hotel quarantining. Now, that is something that would require new legislation to be passed in the Oireachtas, because the legislation previously allowing for that has expired. So it could mean possibly an incorporeal meeting of cabinet if that was required today. It's unlikely that it would mean the Dáil, you know, which isn't due to meet until next Tuesday at this point, being recalled. But I think we'll have more clarity on this very shortly.
Right. In relation to the latest letter from Dr. Tony Holohan and Neffe to the Minister for Health. Now, it was reported last night, quite a bit of the detail was out. The letter itself, the text has been released, and it is, as we expect, the recommendation in relation to mask wearing and restrictions on children, gathering and so on, indoor settings, and the extension of the COVID pass to other areas that it doesn't already apply to. Now, is that at this stage, that's a recommendation? Do we know where it is in terms of being considered and approved by government?
Yeah, at this point, it's a recommendation, and Leo Varadkar, the Taoiseach, has been saying just in the past hour or so that the priority now at this point is to bring in those travel restrictions and to operationalise the NIAC advice, which is to give everyone over 16 a booster vaccine dose in time. They are the immediate priorities. A decision on those NEFID recommendations will be made at Tuesday's Cabinet meeting, most likely, hardly before then at this point. And I think, you know, the sense now is that the government is unlikely to deviate from that NEFID advice. So in relation to those restrictions for children under 12, such as, you know, the play dates, the parties, the sleepovers, the nativity plays indoors, that I understand is likely to be advice only. So it's not going to be recommendations or legislation or anything like that. The hope is that it will just be there for 2 weeks, so that it will really be left to the discretion of parents or organisers of events. Beyond that, the mask wearing requirement for children, that is likely to require perhaps some exemptions for certain children who can't wear masks. And then there will be this issue of extending the COVID pass to include indoor settings like gyms and hairdressers. Now, it seems that the government is likely or is minded at this point to go ahead with that recommendation, even though it pulled back from the same recommendation just last week. And beyond all of that, the Taoiseach has also been saying that it's the intention and certainly the hope at this point to keep retail, hospitality and the events sector open throughout Christmas and the winter period. But he said that will depend on what happens with case numbers over the next 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And he did say that hospitality is already feeling an impact, and the government will be examining if there's anything that can be done further to help that sector get through the winter period.
So as far as you can say then, from the point of view of, and I'm thinking here of school principals, boards of management, children going back into school on Monday morning, this recommendation that all those from fourth class up would wear a mask in the classroom, that won't be applying from next Monday. That will require a further government decision.
Yeah, well, what is likely to happen at this point is consultation with the sector, with schools, with perhaps parents as well, to ensure that there is, awareness of what needs to be done here, and there is some level of buy-in. So that discussions will be had with the sector before a final decision is made. But it's unlikely that it's likely that this memo will go to Cabinet on Tuesday for a decision then.